Hey there, sex fans. Welcome back. Today is Monday, June 4th, 2012, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge, with your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick. That would be me.
Oh, shit.
Is it something I said? Holy cow, it's that time of year again, the time of year that all of us here in the Emerald City eagerly await. Within a matter of days, June 16th to be precise, the 10th annual Seattle Erotic Art Festival will open its doors to its international audience. And every year at this time, well, at least for the last two, I have had the pleasure of welcoming the event's big kahuna, the festival director, Clayton Hibbert. And of course, he's here again this year as part of the Erotic Mind series, Don't You Know? Despite the fact that this world-class event is only days away and the demands on his time are extraordinarily pressing, he agrees to sit down with me again this year to discuss the festival, how it works, the gargantuan behind-the-scenes effort to mount this 8-day extravaganza, and what visitors to the festival can expect this year. Clayton invites you to visit the stunning Seattle Erotic Art Festival website at seattleerotic.org, and please don't hesitate to pick up your tickets today.
Nurse Tan, call maintenance. I have sperm all over my desk again.
You too? There must be an epidemic. So, before we get started, we have a word from our sponsor, HotPlusSizeLingerie.com. That treasure trove of sexually stimulating lingerie, hosiery, bodysuits, costume shoes, and much, much more. Look for their lovely banner in the sidebar of DrDickSexAdvice.com. Say, did you know that HotPlusSizeLingerie.com is the leader in sexy plus-size lingerie and intimate apparel on the net? Well, they are, don't you know? They carry one of the largest selections of the latest and hottest styles from the leading lingerie designers in the industry. And they always offer their customers their lowest price guarantee. You even get free shipping for orders over $75. Our friends at Hot Plus Size Lingerie suggest that you sign up to receive advance notification on all their insider promotions that will save you oodles of cash. So go ahead, browse, shop, and enjoy, and always feel free to contact them with any questions or comments you might have. And remember, a portion of every sale made through my site comes back to us as support for these shows. Again, look for the Hot Plus Size Lingerie banner in the sidebar of my site. You will be so glad you did. Okay, on with the show. Hey, I know you. You're Clayton Hibbert, the director of the Seattle Erotic Art Festival, don't you know? The reason I recognize you is that this is your third appearance on this show. Welcome back to DrDickSexAdvice.com, your directorship.
Thank you. Yeah, it is. It's great to be back.
Good. Would you like to say hello to everyone in our audience?
I would, yes. Hello, thanks for listening, and I am a big fan of Dr. Dick, and so it's an honor to be back sitting here with you again.
Well, you know, this is totally unprecedented. 3 years in a row, you've graced us with your presence, and each year you have something new to tell us about the festival, and I'm assuming the same is going to be true this year, too.
I sure hope so. We've been working hard on all kinds of exciting stuff and things I think your audience will really like.
Great. So, before we begin our discussion, I want to congratulate you on the SEAF website. It's gorgeous. It's better than last year, and I thought last year's was fucking grand. So, terrific. You're the designer and developer, right?
That's true. I am the designer, and I'm really glad you like it. It's one of the ways I can stay close to the way that the festival's presented. So I'm happy to be able to do that.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you.
So being festival director is a daunting challenge, as we have heard from you in previous conversations.
Labor of love. Sure.
Yeah. Well, that's true enough. But still, you also have a bunch of truly phenomenal folks joining you as fellow directors. I read on your site that there is a communications and development director, a visual art director, a performance director, an installation art director, a workshop director, a literary art director, a logistics director, a retail director, a sound and music director, and an after-hours director, and an IT director. Holy cow.
True.
Well, it's a huge undertaking, as we will talk about here in a moment. So no one single person, not even Superman, could do it all by himself, right?
It's true, and I don't think I've ever listed them all out quite the way that you just did right there. We do have an amazing crew. I'd love to just mention them.
I would love that. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we have my partner and key collaborator, Clea Hersberger, is our development and communications director. We have a new person, Noelle Parkinson, has stepped into the big job of production manager. She's definitely in charge of helping me maintain my sanity. That's really great.
a big job. I hope she gets it.
It is a big job, and hopefully she'll make that happen. I believe Sophia.
Absolutely.
Who's our visual art director. Armitage Shanks, he co-founded Circus Contraption, among other things, is our performance director for the second year.
Yes.
He's a great friend and a good collaborator. A new person to our crew, James Allais, coming to us from Pratt Fine Art, is our installation art director. Jim Duvall, who started the festival many years ago, is taking point on our lectures and workshops.
Wow.
We have local spoken word poet Carrie Cox is in charge of literary art. Larry Grella from the Foundation of Sex Positive Culture Board coordinates our logistics. Mark Osru does all the retail and the huge festival store that we have. Michael Holden, who is our music and after party director, is again taking point on that. He's a great DJ and he's really great at putting a party together. And finally, Raymond Forbes, he is our IT person and helps me with the website, and I've created a brand new way for artists to submit art this year.
Yes.
So those are just a handful of the people, and it's a huge and really amazing crew.
I've been retweeting your tweets about deadlines for specific submissions, I've also been watching carefully when people announce that they have been selected for inclusion into the festival. In fact, I've interviewed David DeLara, and because he tweeted about it, and I went to his site and found his work and was so delighted, so that I invited him for the Erotic Mind podcast. So good for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
If I remember correctly, this effort is a whole year in the making. You guys have like 2 weeks off after the festival ends to sleep it off before you begin planning for the following year. That's right, isn't it?
Oh yeah, we definitely work on this year-round, and some of the big things have been in the works for more than a year. We've also, added to our labor of love by mounting a huge Halloween party. So right after the festival, we go into planning for that. So there's many moving parts all spinning at the same time.
Gosh, is it? You must take to this because everybody raves about your capacities at this, and this takes a special skill set. It seems to me this is not like something any Tom, Dick, or Harry could pull off. So, this is your avocation, vocation, both?
It's definitely an avocation. It's certainly a labor of love, and you really have to love it in order to really keep at it and put in this much time. And that's something that a lot of us feel pretty strongly about this as a cause and as an event. And it's one of the things I pay attention to as a leader of something like this, is that it really has to be a good experience for everybody who's involved.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'll never come back.
Yeah.
So we
because you you basically rely on volunteer work, and I mean, if you don't keep your volunteers happy and satisfied, no matter how sex positive they are, then they just fly the coop.
Right.
I'm guessing.
Yep. If it's not fun, they won't help.
Yeah.
And that's been something that we pay a lot of attention to make sure that we don't burn people out.
Right.
Yeah.
Good for you. So the biggest news this year is that it's SEAF's 10th anniversary, and the festival is expanding, hot damn. In fact, this year the festival theme is 10 years of love and lust. How fun is that? Who came up with that?
That came out of some group conversations, and it was actually the first thing that I thought of when we were starting to brainstorm out, and it's the one that still resonated the most for me at the end of the day. And it's a big milestone for us.
Yes.
So we really want to commemorate that we've been doing this for 10 years.
And it's a huge undertaking, as we've touched on just briefly a moment ago. It's also one of the largest such shows in the country, if not the world.
Yeah, for sure. And we, now that we're expanding, and I'm sure we'll talk about that in a minute, now that we're expanding, that's even more true. So we've really grown up in 10 years, and I'm glad that we have a way to celebrate that,
right,
just to take stock.
Speaking of which, your site reads, "We're delighted to announce that we will be returning to the Lush Fremont Studios," which you guys were at last year for the first time, "and that this year we will be expanding from one weekend to two, June 16th through June 24th. Like, 1 week wasn't enough torture for you. What prompted you to do two? You must surely be a glutton for punishment.
Yeah, that's certainly true. we were doing a whole week, and that includes two big weekends on either end of that week. And there's a couple of really good reasons for that. One is that we can only fit so many people into the building at any one time.
Oh, interesting.
So to grow our audience, we have to expand temporally and be open more hours.
Right.
So that's a big part of that. But another reason is that we realized we had an incredible opportunity to reach new people by opening our event during the Fremont Fair. So the first weekend of our event is overlaps and is right in the middle of the Fremont Fair, and that draws 100,000 people to the immediate neighborhood right around our venue, and we're hoping that
including
that we will
naked bicycle riders.
That's true. Yes,
yay!
That's exactly right. Yeah,
something to look forward to. Finally, now that the sun's out.
And the second weekend of our event overlaps with Seattle Pride, which also feels like a natural fit, and we're really excited to be participating in that.
Right, how grand. You know, I was down in beautiful downtown Eugene, Oregon, for a speaking engagement at the Just for Women show, mind you. And so I started talking about the Seattle Erotic Art Festival, and I was amazed at how many people down in Eugene knew all about it and were planning a trip up for the event.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't it terrific?
Fantastic.
Mean, it's our neighboring state, of course, but this show, this festival, brings people in from all over the world, yes?
Oh yes, definitely. We have we keep track to some degree. We certainly show art from all over the world, and every year, especially now that we're going to be 10 days long, the opportunity to make it a destination. If you're going to take one trip to Seattle, you might as well make it during that week, and you get our event, you get Seattle Pride, you get the Fremont Fair, you get a whole week of Seattle summer. It's great.
And you snap that summer up right away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So the festival is more than a bunch of erotic pictures hanging on the wall. The SEAF website states, "Come and pursue our world-class visual art gallery and shop in our museum-quality festival store. Admire dazzling performances and engage with interactive installations. Enjoy our erotic short film exhibition and captivating literary art. Attend enlightening lectures, workshops, and art tours. Stay late and dance with us after hours with Seattle's top DJs, and indulge in so much more at this spectacular celebration." Now that's a mouthful. Can we break that down a bit for us? Let's talk about each of these things in turn. Visual art gallery. Tell us what that is. That's basically the nuts and bolts, yes?
Yeah, that's in a lot of ways the sort of the heart of the event, and that's where it all started for us, was our visual art gallery. And we have about 300 pieces of art will be hanging up in the event. including something brand new for us this year. We're debuting a kind of hall of fame. We're calling it the Masters of Erotic Art, and every year we're going to induct two artists who have made meaningful historical contributions to the field of erotic art, and we will be presenting them every year. So we're gonna have the work from those five artists in a special showcase in addition to all of the rest of the art that we're showing. That's something that we're really excited about.
Wow. And how about the festival store?
Yeah, another cornerstone of our event. That's kind of our museum gift shop, and we have additional work from most of the artists who are showing in the exhibition, along with thousands of other pieces. And that's part of the event that I know is going to appeal to those folks who are coming, especially to the Fremont Fair, who are there to shop. And it's a place you can take a little bit of the festival home with you, even if you can't afford one of the pieces hanging up in the exhibition.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. And now let's talk about some of the performances.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite parts of our event. We have a main stage show that is happening on Friday, June 22nd, and Saturday, June 23rd, and that's a big stage production directed by Armitage Shanks. Mm-hmm. We'll have some big stars. We're bringing burlesque legend Tigger from New York City, and we'll have Seattle stars Miss Indigo Blue, Waxy Moon, Shanghai Pearl, Tamara the Trapeze Lady, and we're bringing the Wet Spots again down from Vancouver.
Oh, how grand.
Yeah, to do all new music for our stage show, which I'm really excited about. There's another aspect of performance that we haven't promoted real heavily yet, but we're going to do that soon, and that is a spider web. So we have a metal artist named Kevin McDonald who has constructed a massive 40-foot wide, 20-foot tall spider web out of steel cable that will be strung up at Fremont Studios, and we will have aerial performers climbing on this web, and we will have bondage rigging hanging from the web, and that's another part of our performance show. Pretty exciting. Yeah.
Now, how does that differ from interactive installations?
Yeah, the interactive installations for us are things that you can get up close and touch and participate in. Mm-hmm. So one of those, one of my favorite things that we've done in past years is the Virgin Project, and that, contrary to its name, is not an abstinence program. It is the Virgin Project is a team of two cartoonists, Kevin Bowes and Stacia Cato, and they collect stories of visitors' first sexual experiences.
Get so you out, give them, how grand.
Give them a fake name, and in 5 minutes you tell them an outline of what happened during your first sexual experience, and they turn those into comic book style panel cartoons.
Oh my God.
They hang them up at the festival, and they've collected them from past years into two volumes of these stories, and they're selling them in our festival store, and they will be on site collecting stories and drawing cartoons, and that's sort of a emblematic of what an installation is. Mm-hmm. For us, and those kinds of things add another dimension to the festival experience.
So, and then there's the erotic short film exhibition, and that's
right.
In conjunction with another organization here in town. Yes,
right, with $3 Bill Cinema.
There's
the folks that put together the Lesbian and Gay Film Festival, and they work with us to curate the films that have been submitted specifically to the festival, and they also invite and collect work from other events. And this year they put together three hour-long short film programs. One is called Sticky Situations, one is called Unexpected Pleasures, and then we have a third one that will be running only on June 24th, and that one is especially for Pride.
Wow. So we can talk more about this in a minute, but as I think our audience is getting the picture, there's just no way that you can do the festival in one day or one evening.
Oh, yeah, no way. It's it's huge. It's packed full of good things to see and do. You can maybe see it all if you came every day in the week, but definitely
right?
not all in one evening.
Yeah.
I mean, I really like having an event where you walk away feeling like there was just no way that you could see everything.
Right. So, literary art, tell us about that. This is like the second or third time that you've incorporated literary
art?
Yeah,
this is the third year that we will have done that, and the second year that we'll be publishing an anthology of all of the work that will be incorporated in that was selected and will be shown in the festival. And that's really, you know, an important thing for me. It's really powerful that we can publish this and then folks can buy that and take it home. And you know, literary art is something that you sort of need a little more time to appreciate and take some time to read. And so we're publishing that, and you'll be able to buy that in our festival store.
So there's nobody actually reading.
We are doing staged readings also. Those will be scheduled during the festival.
Good. I love to be read to, and if it's reading
it
smut, all the better.
Yeah, it's like story time for grown-ups.
And
we
have
we are also beginning to put together working with the local poetry slam group, and may do an erotic version of that during our first weekend. That's still coming together, but we're hoping that will come off.
So then there's lectures and workshops and art tours.
Yes, all kinds of things to do. And so happen during the days when the festival itself is not open, during the midweek, and then some of them happen on site at the event. One of the highlights is interactive lecture with Christopher Ryan, the author of the New York Times best-selling book Sex at Dawn, and that is happening on June 18th. That's one of the highlights. And then we have workshops by luminaries like Michael Rosen, David Steinberg, Mariah Carley, a photographer from Portland, or excuse me, from Oakland. Mm-hmm. And that there's all kinds of, we have a whole roster of workshops and lectures, and those are all on our website.
Right. And finally, dance with us after hours.
Mm-hmm.
Any excuse
true.
To dress up?
That's true. We're going to have three big after parties.
Wow.
One on the 16th, one on the 22nd, and one on the 23rd. And we'll have DJs and dancing. It's another chance that the exhibition will be open. It's another chance to see the art and to live it up. We have some great music and all night long.
Yeah, and lots and lots of people come in costume, and I mean, it's just it's a quintessential Seattle, if you ask me.
It's an amazing chance to get really dressed up in whatever makes you feel sexy and come down and mingle with some like-minded people.
Right. Good. So, as we talked about just moments ago, the event draws people from all over the world. How many people do you expect to attend this year?
We're planning for about 10,000.
Wow! Holy cow.
Yeah. It's opening up during the Fremont Fair, there'll be a huge crowd just outside our door, and then we expect that people will want to come out and celebrate that second weekend, both just because we're doing our thing and also because it will be Pride weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So we're planning for a big crowd.
Good. So we have 8 whole days to revel in all of this smut. What are the dates again?
It's the whole thing starts on Saturday, June 16th and runs through Sunday, June 24th.
Outstanding. So listen, I'm noticing that our time for today is just about up. Can you give us the website address again? And
absolutely.
But before you do that, I have to ask you to come back next week because I have way more things that I want to talk to you about.
I'd love to.
Yay!
I'd love to come back next
week. I hate having to beg, and thank you for being so kind.
Right.
All right.
So,
give us
our website is seattleerotic.org.
And people can even just do a Google search for SEAF, S-E-A-F, and it comes right up, number one.
That's
cool beans.
Yep.
So
yep.
Until next week, Clayton, we will be visiting you in cyberspace.
Brilliant.
Thanks.
Thanks, pleasure. All right, thank you.
What a delightful show, huh? Well, that's it for today, sex fans. Tune in next week at this time for part 2 of my conversation with Clayton Hibbert and more sex advice with an edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. Again, this week's podcast sponsor is Hot Plus Size Lingerie. Our sponsors have been selling plus size lingerie on the net for over 5 years. Their site is solely dedicated to the enticing curves of the full-figured woman. Besides plus-size intimate apparel, they carry a huge selection of sexy costumes, hosiery, bodysuits, and jaw-dropping shoes. You won't find a bigger or better selection than at hotplussizelingerie.com. And remember, you can always count on discreet shipping and billing for every order. And remember, a portion of every sale made through my site comes back to us as support for these shows.
Right, lads. Now, I know there's not a faint heart among you. And I know you're as anxious as I am to get into close action.
Close action? You can say that again. Listen, one last thought. I hope you're also following my two other interview series, which appear on Wednesdays. One is called Sex Education. I converse with prominent practitioners, educators, and advocates of unconventional sexual expressions and lifestyles, and we investigate the world of fetish sex and kink. The other is called Sex Wisdom, and here I chat with researchers, educators, clinicians, pundits, and philosophers who are making news and reshaping how we look at our sexual selves. I can assure you that these conversations will be well worth your time spent with us. And look for all of Dr. Dick's podcasts on iTunes. You'll find me in the podcast section under Health, subcategory Sexuality, or just search for Dr. Dick's Sex Advice. Don't forget to subscribe and feel free to leave a comment when you do. Until next week, remember, sex is good. And good sex? Why, that's even better. Over and out.